לכן אמור לבני ישראל, אני השם. ויצא אתכם מתחת סיבריס מצרים, והצלתי אתכם מאבידוסם, וגואלתי אתכם בזרעאל נטויה, ולקחתי אתכם לי לאום, והבאתי אתכם אל הארץ. 4-5 לשני של גאולה. ויצאתי והצלתי וגואלתי ולקחתי והבאתי. אז השם תזמי שרבינו גאות על כלל ישראל, the 5 לשני של גאולה, אני השם, שרציתי אתכם מתחת סבלי מצרים, הצלתי, גואלתי, לקחתי והבאתי. כנגד these 4 לשני של גאולה, we drink the 4 כוסות בליל הסדר, 4 לשני של גאולה, and connected the lotion of Hamishi, Ve'evesi, we have the question of Eliyahu Hanavi, because the Ve'evesi means future. Le'osid lovoi be'ez Hashem. So we'll come to Eretz Yisrael. It's also Meramez, the later future, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Inei Anochi Sheleach Lachem Es Eliyahu Hanavi. So the connected the Ve'evesi is the question of Eliyahu. These are the 5 Lashonos Shel Geula. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell it to Klal Yisrael. Vayedaber Moshe kein al bnei Yisrael. And Moshe goes and he tells it to Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk tells us what happened. Veloishomu el is Moshe mikoytze ruach u me'avoy da kosha. Nebach Klal Yisrael mikoytze ruach u me'avoy da kosha. They don't accept the nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu repeats again and tells Moshe, boi daber el parim melech Mitzrayim. Go tell Paroi, send my people, my Shalach is Bnei Yisrael. Vayedaber Moshe lifnei Hashem, how I could go to Paroi? Hey Bnei Yisrael, I show more Eli. Ve'ich ishmaini Paroi v'ani aral spasai. Zag Moshe, stach ha-kal v'choymer. Zag Rashi is the first kal v'choymer on Teir. First kal v'choymer. Klal Yisrael didn't listen. Paroi will listen. Rashi. זה יכול מעשור קל וחמר שבתאיר. And all of them before she asked what kind of קל וחמר it is. בני ישראל didn't listen מקויצר רוח ומעבוד הקושר. וידבר כאל בני ישראל ולשומו אל מישה מקויצר רוח ומעבוד הקושר. היום השם בואי לפארי. היי בני ישראל לשומו אליי. ואיך ישמעיני פארי ולא... The Torah said, they didn't listen, because ruach u'me'avoyda kosha. There's a lot of pshatim to explain it. The first pshat I heard, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit says pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't believe you that you're the Moshiach shel Yisrael. Why? It says in Chazal that Shevet Levi was not nishtabed. We'll see later the psukim, it's very gishmak. Shevet Levi were not nishtabed in Mitzrayim. Why? Paru was not mishabed Shevet Levi. Why? He knew, Kasher Yanu Oisoi, Kein Yirbe Vechen Yifritz. Amisabel al Yerushalayim Zoicha Veroya Bevinyano. He knew, only people that will be nice ba'oil with the galus, they will be zeichet to the geula. The Moshiach shel Yisrael has to come out from Shevet Levi. If he will not be in the shibud, he cannot be the goyel. So I'm doing like a catch 22 to the goyel. I will not make them to be oivet. So the goyel can't come out from Shevet Levi. So it will take time, it just can't work. You can't be a goyel if you're not a part of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael. Hashem said, "I came to take you out." Klal Yisrael told him, "Moshe, you didn't work." He says, "Bedarch Remez, v'leishamu bnei Yisrael al Moshe mikoitzer ruach me'avoyd hakosha." Was given a koitzer from avoyd hakosha. Was a koitzer ruach me'avoyd hakosha. He didn't have that chisaron. Zog Rabbeinu Sinai b'shitz. Zog Moshe, if Klal Yisrael tell me I can't be the Moshiach. Paroi that built the whole system. that Shevet Levi don't work because the Mashiach has to be the one that works, for sure will not believe me. So what is the answer? The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu did work. He was Noise Ba'oil. V'yal v'yeitze le'echov. He was Noise B'siv Loisam. The Shloah Kodesh says, it says the names in our parsha. What is the names? Eile Roshe B'Yisavois of Nei Ruben B'chor Yisrael Chanoich Faluch Hatzoy Nei Shimon Yimuel Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi. What is Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi? Rashi says, what was Shmois Bnei Levi? Kehos Gershon Kehos U'Merori Gershon Hashem Ki Geirim Oyu Be'eretz Kehos Shekou Shineyem Me'agolus Merori Hashem Amar Avoy Lomoro. So Levi knew that his kids will not be mishtatef in the Golus. He gave them names that they're thinking about it. All of the Mahusa is Oy Geirim Oyinu Be'eretz Loy Lohem Kehos Shineyem Me'agolus Me'avoido Merori Hashem Shayomar Lohem. So he was mishtatef. Moshe was mishtatef. They thought that he was not mishtatef. He was nice to both. Someone told him once he went into the Adam Godel after 2 hours of reception of people. He saw Adam Godel crying like a baby. Asked him what happened. So you know how much tzoros I heard now? He's carrying the tzoros. He's carrying the tzoros. So Moshe was nice about it. Okay. But the Lashon HaPosuk is not Gishmal. V'ani aratz for Saim. So stop. He said, "Every day, Israel, Shavu Elai, the Taine, I'm not going to be a goyel." Ve'irish Meini Paro. He also would think that I'm not going to be the goyel. Ve'irish Meini. Who was Vani Aralz Fosai? No Shair is the Aralz Fosai. So Reb Itzale says a different pshat. This Kal Vachomer. Reb Itzale says, Paro. And Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe. Why? Moshe didn't know. Moshe said like this, "I'm Aralz Fosai, I can't speak clearly." He didn't know why Klal Yisrael didn't listen. He thought Klal Yisrael didn't listen because he's Aralz Fosai, he can't speak clearly. He said, "If Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me because I can't speak clearly, how Paroi will listen to me?" Why? He says like this, when a person is in jail, someone comes to tell him that he's going out of jail. He wants to hear it. He's waiting to hear it. So even if that guy will speak not so clear, he will hear. Someone that doesn't want to hear that he's going out, even when you're telling it to him, he doesn't listen. Yeah? He brings down that there's a Gemara in Gittin. Rav Ulash was in jail. Came a Oyrev and was making crack crack. So Zahu Gavre that was sitting near him that knew the language of the birds. So Rav Ilish asked the guy that knew the language of the birds what the Oyrev is saying. So he said the Oyrev is saying, "Ulish brach, ulish brach." He said, "Oyrev's lie. Bad birds, yeah? Chayat Tmer." A couple of minutes later came a pigeon, a Yoina. What she saying? "Ulish brach, ulish brach." He said, "Oh, Klaisel Nimshal Yoina." Mistai Lemirse got up, went to the door, all the guards were sleeping, he ran away. Rav Kivegi is Mitzayin Ha'oruch. The Oruch state, Rav Ulish, Hoyo Yoidea Bisfas Tzipoirim, Kede Muchach Begitin. Rav Kivegi, and Gitin is Muchach Sheloyo Yoidea, that he has to ask that guy. And the Oruch said that in Gitin is Muchach, that Rav Ulish knew the language of the birds. Zog der Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, der Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, zog der Azei, if Rav Ulish doesn't trust the bird because he's a liar, the Maal Shofak to many the Kasha, how he trusts the Goy? If a Oyrev is a liar, the Goy for sure is a liar. The Goy wants him to run, and then the guards will chop him and will kill him. The Tenet says, Rav Ulish knew the language of the birds. So then he didn't have to rely on the Goy. So why ask the guy what the bird is saying? The Talmud says, he thinks Tommy asks every time when he hears a bird cricking, he asks the guy what the bird is saying. He knew that the bird is saying, "Ulish brach, ulish brach." Just he thought, I'm in jail. When someone is in jail, and he wants to go out, he hears that he has to go out. So, you know, someone is in the desert and he's very thirsty. It's like even a word from it in English, how you call it. He sees water. So something like that. Yeah, that he sees the water. Mirage, something like that. So he thought that he hears Ulish Brach. So he asked the guy, Vazakta. Yeah, Ulish Brach. Says, ah. So I heard good. So he ran away. But if he would not know the language, he would think it's a mirage. So like this, that he knew the language. He said, I came to Klal Yisrael. I had to say not to go out. They had to hear yes to go out. And even so, they can't hear me. I'm so not clear. He doesn't want to hear it. So the Kitzur Ruach Taka Moshe didn't know. Moshe Stam said, well, they're in jail. There's a reason for them to understand what I'm saying, because they have to hear it even if I don't say it. But Meshver said, I'm the revolt. I'm a revolt. And again, this vote, only the ones that want to hear will hear. The ones that don't want to hear will not hear it. But the ones that want to hear will hear it. We're learning the Psukim Kepshutai. Hein Bnei Yisrael Lo Yishomu Elai. Klal Yisrael didn't listen. Mikoytze Ruach Ve'avoyda Kosho. So what is the Kal V'chayma? Zokta Razei. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim. והרשויים כים מרגש ורשויים על הקאושן כי השקט לא יוכלו. They can't sit still. ויגרשו מימוב, and the water of the ocean is jumpy. רפש וטיד, it gets full with dirt. זאת רשי. הרשויים שאינו יסתים לב לא שוב כים מרגש. Like an ocean. You see the waves of the ocean, they go very big. But they come to the sea, they break. They can't get out of the sea. So why the next wave tries again? He didn't see what happened to the first wave. Tells us a Russia doesn't look. Malvim explains. Harishoyim. While they full with bad and dirt, so they blind, they can't see. This is like a storm inside them, full with not clearness, foggy and dirt. It's impossible. And Rashi says, Mahayam. Rifshei v'siroisei al piv, all of the dirt is there. K'moi paroi, zogt Rashi, she'omar mi Hashem ishmaloi. Rashi is the example of a person full with dirt that can't see straight, is paroi or rosho. He sees the moivsim, but he's blind. He can't see straight. Zogt Meshver, but listen, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a vote, it's worth millions, this word. More for millions. Moshe made a kal v'chomer. I came to Klal Yisrael. I told him, Hashem send me. It's not only a psura to go out. Hashem send me. But they're so torud physically. Their deer is the problem. It's cold, it's raining. Chavrusas, seats. They're physically very disturbed. They couldn't get the message. Paroi is not physically disturbed. He's mentally disturbed. Ruchn is disturbed. He's full with tumor. He's blind. Kerefesh metit. He can't see. Sharet Tshuva says that the tshuva of the Baal HaLoshen is so hard when they're liars, because they lie themselves the whole time that they're doing tshuva and they can't see that they're not doing tshuva. So the Sharet Tshuva, it's so hard for them. It's so hard for them. It's so hard for them. That's mufka for them. This is the koshi for the Rishon. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chomer kipshutoi. The kal v'chomer was not a zaitik a kal v'chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu made a real kal v'chomer. Hey, bnei Yisrael, shomu elai. If physical disturbs are enough to block the nevuah is not clear enough to break through physical disturbs. Paroi that has mentally disturbs, ruchnisnika disturbs, kerefesh vetit. How he will listen to me? The Bina Leitim state, Ein lecho ben choyrim elo misha oisek batoiro. Ein lecho ben choyrim. Some people think that they're fakert, they're ben choyrim. They didn't have to come today, yeah? We know, Ein lecho ben choyrim elo misha oisek batoiro. Zog de Bina Leitim, Sefer Kadmai. Sof drush memches. Ki biyois oisek batoiro hu chofshi bebchirosoi. שתסתלק מעולוב שילטון הישרת היצר הורא ונשאר בין חוירים לעסיס כחפצוי אם ירצה ללך ביד יצרוי אם ירצה ללמוד תאירה אבל כשאינו עסק בתאירה הוא מוסור ביד יצרוי נעשה עבד לוי ויוצא מחירוסוי יסנה בין חוירים ומכריע לחט זוג דבינו לאיתים אין לך בין חוירים על המישה עסק בתאירה. Someone that sits and learns, he's free. He can decide what is the right thing for him to do. Someone that is not sitting and learning is not free. Someone that is sitting and learning is free. So what Ben Choyri means? Free. Free from the Yetzer. You can decide what you want to do. The guy that is not learning is not free. So who is the slave? Power is the slave. He's not the Ben Choyrim. Klal Yisrael of Bnei Choyrim. They had avoid a kosho, but they're not real slaves. Ve'eich Ishmaeini Paroi, the real slave. He's the real Eved. Avde Hashem. So the whole Imro from Aleph Aleph Gabba was Mishayah, he said, Avde Hazman, this is his words. One of the big poems hundreds of years ago. Avde Azman, the people that are slave for the time, Avde Avodimem. These are the words of that poem. Avde Azman, Avde Avodimem. Eved Hashem, Hu La'olam Chofshi. This is the message. Avde Azman, Avde Avodimem. Eved Hashem, Hu La'olam Chofshi. He's free. He's the free person. So this is mamish. Now we hear the teichen of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hey, Bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu elai. De Bnei Choyim. Ve'ech yishmaini avdi paroi. Here's the real koitzer ruach. If the message can go through to avdi Hashem, to avdi Hazman, for sure they will not listen. For sure they will not mekabel. So if a person wants to be a Ben Choyim, the only Eilech of Ben Choyrim is a Misha Isaac Bateire. When a person is Isaac Bateire, then he becomes a Ben Choyrim. Stipler has a beautiful vault in the Parsha. Related to the Seder Advarim. Vatala Tzvardea Vatechasas Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Vatala Tzvardea, one. Vatechasas Eretz Mitzrayim. How one frog covers the whole Mitzrayim. Vatala Tzvardea Vatechasas Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi, Tzvardea Echad also, one big frog. If it's a frog. See, a lot of Rishonim was crocodiles. Yeah, the Tzvardea were crocodiles, right? This is most Rishonim, I think, hold. The Tzvardea were crocodiles, not little frogs. Yeah? When he hears crocodiles, then he really chap that the mak is a little bit more serious. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's crocodiles. You never learn that it's crocodiles? Well,
Nachash is awesome.
Nachash is a snake.
Yeah.
Tanin. What?
There's a lesson also.
But frogs are crocodiles. Azeya bin Hanan learns shot. It says, Taka, I saw the Noah goddess already, they have a picture of the crocodiles, not only of frogs. But it says in the end of the parsha, it's not. The Sora Tzvadim im Chom Ibis Avadecho, Rakba Yoir Tisha'arno. Rakba Yoir Tisha'arno. So the Ramban brings down. One of the ways that we know, man, as next parsha, the Rabban brings down next parsha. The Ada Yoyim Azeh says you go to the Nilus, to the Nilus, you find crocodiles. Azeh Dichsi Bayaot Hashalma. Azeh says the Rabban. So Mikol Makoim. So Rashi says that one frog came up, and the mitzvah started to hit it. And every time that it hit, spritz frogs all over the place. And 1, 2, 100, 500,000 till the whole mitzvah got full. It's like the type on Birkas Peretz. It's mitzvah b'shugoyim. He gave one bang. You see what happened? What are you carrying on banging it? The person gets bekas. He does stupid moves, even that he causes damage to himself. So two people are going in a car. The guy skips over the car. Yeah, one car. They're very upset that the guy blocks him. He goes out. What happened? The guy blocked him, right? Takes a knife and he stabs him. But not in our crowd, yeah? So now what happens? You stab the guy, and then they put you in jail, and the guy didn't stop you for a minute. He stopped you for life, right? You got upset. You wanted to get to the store. The guy blocked you, so you're so angry, right? So you take a knife, and now what do you do? Now he blocks you forever, yeah? They lock you in, and you block forever. So what do you do now? But I'm so angry that he blocked me, so I block myself forever. This is kas. A person can't control himself. It's the same fault. When a person gets bad medicine kas, he's blind. He's damaging himself. He's angry at the other guy. So he's angry and he's damaging. Nothing is left. Mitzrayim bought the whole market themselves. One frog came, give it back. They just don't touch it. Nothing will happen. No, they can't control themselves. It's a blind. When a person has midas roes, kas, or midas roes, he becomes so far blind. So not claw. So he can't hold himself. He can't hold himself. This is the koyach of midas roes. So a person has to know if he holds himself. Eilecha ben choyrim ala mishoisek bateire. The one that sits and learns, he's the ben choyrim. Avde Hashem mula oilam chofshi. Mula oilam chofshi. He's the free person. A person that is under his tyrus like the kas, can't control himself, can make all the damages. We'll go right up. Then the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'Aaron ve'yitzavim el bnei Yisrael ve'parim melech Mitzrayim lo'hoitzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So we see the Pesukim. Someone told me today, Givaldi Kevod, I think it's a Chasim Sefer. It's a beautiful word. Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Shimon, Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Levi, Ve'ikach Amor Es Yechevet, Ve'ten Lo Es Aron Ve'es Meishe, Ve'ikach Aron Es Elisheva, Hu Aron Ve'moishe, Asher Omar Hashem Lo Yitzi, Es Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tzivoyse. So it's a small introduction to know who is Moshe Ve'aron. Rashi explains why we stopped after the three Shvatim. We didn't come now to say the whole Shvatim. We wanted to say the family branch, family tree of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So we said, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Amram, Yechaved, Ruach, and Moshe, Shalom, Hashem, and now we're starting. Yeah. Nice introduction. Very neat. Among the Zach, we start last parsha. Vayikach ish mibeis Levi, esbas Levi, no names, ish. The other person says the story. Modnazach. Vayelech ish mibeis Levi doesn't have a name. Vayikach esbas Levi, vatar ha'isho, vatatzpineyu. But it's not about Chosoi. It's Miriam and Leviah. She doesn't have a name. But Teir Bas Paroi, Batya, she doesn't have a name. She takes out the Yelet. No names. No names. Anonymous. Gosh. No names. Why? Why it's like that? Ve'yikach Amram. Es Yecheves. Vateir. Vateir Miriam Achosoi. They don't have names. Still our parsha, they don't have names. So he said one vov in the Chasam Sefer. It's not, it's a nice there, even with the other vov. Chasam Sefer says, you know, when you Agodah Shel Pesach in Lila Seder, you know, one name is missing in Lila Seder. Moshe Rabbeinu. He's so, the main part of the Agodah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Paroi comes all over there. Why Moshe doesn't get a mention in Lila Seder? Zogin HaMefarshim. Because we want to know that the Geula was not done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Moshe was only a shliach. So Lila Seder is not the point who did it. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He said Moshe, not Moshe, it'll be someone else. If we mention the whole time Moshe, it looks like, you know, Klal Yisrael had a good general, a good guy that helped the revolution to get out of the Mitzrayim. Yeah, like, you know, he was the one standing up, got the oil out, and, you know, fought the war, and we got out of Mitzrayim. It's no shaykhus to the person. So this is the vote in Lila Seder. I think it's a gewaldige vote in the Chasam Sefer. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is missing in Lila Seder. It's not a nice vote. But it's the same thing here, like the Chasam Sefer. So Avada the Tere has to tell us when we started to talk about Moshe and Aaron, so we need to introduce who they are. The whole parsha when Yitzias Mitzrayim was a man, was an isha, got married, was a kid. This kid was going around. Hashem met him, and he told him, "Listen, go take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim." Avada was a whole yichus. But I mean, when you read the parsha before, you would think, "Oh, Amram, Yecheved, they took Deila Adar. They had a kid together, you know, with Ali Yichudim. The sister was a Neviah. They all organized Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare him to be the manik." Then, you know, we started with Moshe Paro. He had to run a little bit, and he came from the side. He came, we took out the people, and we won out. We brought Mitzrayim. So no, it was an ish with an isha. It was no. This is the thing that says Hashem Chasam Sefer. I think for us, Chazak Unzeroil, or maybe a little bit in the Knech, the Rambam says every person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Tell you, till Moshe Rabbeinu shows up, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't tell him who is his father, who is his mother. You would think, yeah, for sure, such a father, such a mother, such a sister. But I'm Chatz Kishmel, no chance. Maybe in charge, understand this, yeah? But to be the God of Lador, to be something, make a taste. Ish, Isha, Ben, Achoisai, everyone is stamp people. Moshe became Moshe. Hashem met him. And the snare. Hashem says, you know who is Moshe? It's the Chatate Amram, it's the Chamame Yecheves, it's the sister Miriam. Then the picture comes back. But don't think, a kid is born from the right blood and he's going to be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. A kid out of nowhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him and makes him to be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. Mikol Mekoyim, who Aaron v'Meshe? Who Aaron v'Meshe? אשר אומר להם השם הוא הציע אז בישראל מארץ מצרים הם המדברים על פארוי מלך מצרים לא הציע אז בישראל מצרים הוא מישה ואר so Rashi is oimed and the stiras הפסוקים פסוק חובו הוא ארוין ומישה פסוק חוב זיין הוא מישה וארוין who is first ארוין ומישה או מישה וארוין הוא ארוין ומישה אשר אומר להם השם הוא הציע אז בישראל ומצרים הם המדברים אל פרעה מלך מצרים, לא הוציא בני ישראל למצרים. הוא מיישה בארץ. רש"י שטרזנט אין פוסק חובו. אלו שיש מקיימים שמקדים ארן למיישה. יש מקיימים שמקדים מיישה לארן. לא יאמר לך ששקולים. זה, ענייס רש"י. זאת רב חיים, אני לא ממבר אם זה רב חיים פריסקר או רב חיים קנייבסקי. אני לא ממבר, הם אני לא זה רב חיים. זה פס דבייד. בסדר. So Hashem decided that they're the same. One pasuk is Aaron and Moshe, one pasuk is Moshe and Aaron. So the same, but why this pasuk like this? It says, in some things Aaron looked number one, and some things Moshe looked number one. Who was the one that was talking? Aaron. He looked number one. Who was the one that was fearing the Moifsim? Moshe. So when the Pasuk wants to say that the Shkulim, look how the Pasuk writes it beautifully. Look how the Pasuk writes it beautifully. What the Pasuk does, the Pasuk says like this. Hu Aaron v'Moshe asher omar lehem Hashem lo hoitziu es bnei Yisrael. When you moitzi from, when you take them out, when you moitzi them, so it says Aaron before Moshe. Why it says Aaron before Moshe? Because the one that is mighty more is Moshe. That's the reason the pasuk said Aaron first. Who is the one that is talking? Aaron. Hema medabrim Moshe v'Aaron. Say shishkulim. We see it in the pasuk in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Ish ovi ve'imoi. Tirou. No, ish. Kabedes ovicho vesimecho, ish, imoi v'oviv tiro, zog de gemore, shkulimem. She said, in Moira, people are more scared from the father. So it says, ish, imoi v'oviv tiro. Kabed, people like the mother more. Kabedes ovicho vesimecho, zog de gemore. So the same thing, zog Reb Chaim. When we speak about lehoitzi, arim v'meisha, we speak about medabrim, meisha v'arim. Now, there's another deal. Ve'yemar Hashem el Moshe ve'el'ar, ki yedaber lechem paro ileimar tnu lechem moifes, kachis matcho ve'ashlach lifnei paro yihi lesani. ויאבו מוישה ואהרן אל פרעה ויעשו כן כאשר ציווה השם וישר אהרן לזמתיהו ויהי לתני ויקרא גם פרעה לחרטומים ומחשפים ויעשו כן בחרטומיהם וישליכו איש מתיהו ויהיו לתנינים ויב למט אהרן לזמתיהו רש"י says נוחש. So what was the first moifes? He threw the stick down, turned to be a snake. Zog Paro, we also could do that. Every kid threw this stick, also became a snake. So they said he asked the Maril Diskin when he was a kid. Chazal said that a kishuf is only 7 days. So why Paro didn't tell Moshe, no problem, leave it like a snake for 7 days. If it stays a snake, I know that it's a moif, it's not a kishuf. There's a reason all the moifs, all the makis were 7 days. Because a kishuf can't stay 7 days. So leave it for 7 days. So Maril Diskin answered, I know you'll ask him the kasha, but this is what I heard when I was a kid. Maril Diskin answered, Pauli taught that Moshe found a snake outside, turned it to a stick, came in and turned it back to a snake. So it's really a snake. So it will not help to leave it for 7 days. Mele, he couldn't tell. So we were kids, we asked, okay, so tell him to do 7 days. So maybe tell him to make more moifsi, maybe take... The moifis was the moifis that he did. You don't ask him, okay, maybe more moifsi. He made a moifis. Just that moifis is no way to prove that it's a moifis and it's not a kishuf. Nechel Paroi and tell him, Koy Amar Hashem, Bezoi Steyla, Ki Ani Hashem, and Ne'amakim Vimilta Shvitro, Al Amayim Asher Bayor, V'nefchu Ledam. V'adog Asher Bayor, Tomus Ubo Asher Yor, V'nilu Mitzrayim, Lishto Yismayim, Min Amar Yor. Look what will happen. You will give a bang on the water will turn to blood, the fish will die, the water will smell, and no one will drink water. And this is what happened. They hit the water, everything turned to be blood. Pasuk Yutes. V'yodam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, v'yitzim v'avonim. V'yaskin Moshe. V'yefach kol ha'mayim asher b'yor ledom. V'adogo asher b'yor meiso. The fish died. V'yiv asher yor, it stinked. V'lo yochlu Mitzrayim lishto yismayim min ha'yor. I want to ask you a question. I know it's not the way you learned when you were kids, but you're allowed to hear sometimes something different. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the Makas. What's that? Dam. Everything turns to be blood. So what happened in Makas? Dam. You know, b'chol Makas shilok yisur mitzim al hayam, eser, chamishim, chamesh. One thing, the water turned to be blood. What else happened?
Fish died.
Fish died. What else happened? The water smelled. And they couldn't drink water. So when you read the pasuk, what happened? The water turned to be blood. The fish died. There's a very smelly matzav there, as I state. Why they couldn't drink water?
Smelled.
Why they couldn't drink water? Because it was blood. So why the pasuk says, the water turned to blood, the fish died, the water smelled, and they couldn't drink water. So the Das Kenim from Bala Ateisvis learns, Shitas Das Kenim in Bala Ateisvis, as a chkira, the water turned to be blood or looked red? The Das Kenim learned the water only looked red. The water was not blood, it was red. They learned the Das Kenim from Bala Ateisvis. The water is red. The fish died. The water smelled. It was so smelly they couldn't drink water. So they couldn't drink water because it was smelly, not because it was blood. Lefi that, only from the yahr they couldn't drink. But from all of Mitzrayim that the water was red, they could have drunk. As they learned the Das Kenim. So lefi them, it's an interesting zach. So why the fish died? Stop, it was another make. Makas dam and makas harigas a fish. It's two makas. The Welt learns different. The water became chefze of blood. How we know that? The Pesach is coming to tell me that, but the factor that the Steira is saying, that the fish died. Why the Pesach is telling me the fish died? Because it became blood, they couldn't breathe, so they died. So forget the pasuk vayomer sadogo is coming to mafkia from the Das Kenim. Not that the water didn't become bloodish. The water became bloodish. Became blood. Because of that, the fish died. Because of that, the fish died. Novas. Mitzrim could drink blood. It's echo meshivim mashkim. A goy drinks blood. It's not gishmak, but they could drink blood. From the Yair, they couldn't drink because it smelled. And the whole Mitzrayim, not so gishmak, but they managed. It says when the Mitzri wanted a drink, he paid the Yisrael money and the water became water. So what power did? He also paid? Maybe someone paid for him? What? The answer is, power drank blood. Because one of the Rayas is, ויחפרו כל מצרים סביב היסיור מים לישטויס כי לא יוכלו לישטויס ממי היור. It says they dug all over to find water. Right? We know, Chazal tell us, all of the world in Mitzrayim, at least in Mitzrayim, became blood, right? Not only the Yoyer. So what will help that they will dig near the Yoyer to find water? It will also become blood. Okay. One second. This is only if we learn that the problem is the smelly fish. That's what I'm trying to prove. The Das Kenim asks this kasha. Why do we choyfer sliwis Mitzrayim? Ari, every water in Mitzrayim became blood. So you could say, we'll see later, maybe upon Rishon Teira, that maybe only the water that was in the first, if someone import bottles of water to Mitzrayim, yeah, no mineral water, and the import came the second day, that water will not turn to blood. It was a hit. Everything turned to blood. So they thought if they will find fresh water, Shai water is fresh. Ba'itzim ba'avonim was also considered. Rashi says everything became blood. But this is the kasha of the Daskeni. I'm just explaining from where the Daskeni is coming to learn, even if we don't relate the Daskeni that was read, we'll learn that it's blood. But v'layuchlu lishtei smayim was not because of the blood. V'layuchlu lishtei smayim was because v'yiv ha'shayoy. The Mele, they thought that they will find new water, the Mele will not be v'yiv ha'shayoy. Then we have the Makat Sfardei. Rak by oil tisha'arno. Rak by oil tisha'arno. Then we have Makas Kinim. Vayim HaShem Moshe Amir Laron et Eziodcho Ba'achadat Aot V'yir Lekinim. Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. We have Makas Oriv. V'fleisi Bayim Ahu. So we'll start. In Makas Tzfardea it says, Vayetze Moshe ve'Aaron mi'im Paroi vayitzak Moshe el Hashem al dvar ha'tzfardei. Shaila is why he yelled. It's the only place that it says vayitzak Moshe. Every time it says Moshe davens. Here vayitzak Moshe. Moshe is yelling. Why Moshe is yelling? So the Mefarshim explained the reason Moshe is yelling because the halacha that the mispar letzoch le'ashmi al ha'oznoi. There was a lot of noise of the tzfardei, he couldn't hear. So he had to yell. Wait. Then is the oriv. Vayetze Moshe mimpari. Devil. Then is Shechin. Then we have Makas Borot. Pasuk says, "Ayores dvar Hashem me'av di paroi heinis es avodo ves miknei velabatim v'asher lo yisom libo yal dvar Hashem v'yaze ves avodo ves miknei v'asod." Ayores dvar Hashem put him inside, and the one that is not yores dvar Hashem did not put him inside. And all the Mefarshim say, "What? Moshe is the sixth marker." Moshe says, if you're inside the house, nothing will happen. If it's outside the house, they will die. Hachochom hichnis. Hayores dvar Hashem put him inside. As I'll say, from here we say, Toiv shebe mitzrim legehenem. Aroig, I'm sorry. Toiv shebe roifim legehenem, Toiv shebe mitzrim aroig. Why? So from where they had the etzem, everything else was killed in the barot. The only animals that were left was the Yarev Dvar Hashem, right? So all of the horses that are left in Mitzrayim after that date belong to who? To Yarev Dvar Hashem. And then Kol Sus, Pari, V'Richbov are chasing Klal Yisrael. So who are the ones that were chasing Klal Yisrael? So the Yarev Dvar Hashem. So the Gemara, Toim Shebe Mitzrim Aroik. The Yarev Dvar Hashem from the Mitzrim, he's the one that will chase Klal Yisrael later. The animal, everything else was destroyed. Kol ha'odom ha'beim ha'shumot ha'asodeh v'meisu. Koil. Every single outside will die. Yorad Var Hashem. So it's two vaults. It's a vault from Mas HaMelech, Shemesh Diskin, and it's a different nusach, rebeldic. Shemesh Diskin says, Reb Chaim Tainez, what was the boroid? It was big pieces of snow, big ice, forward, like missiles, yeah? So what is the pshat? why an outside it hit and the houses it didn't hit? Shelters? Chedamugan? For sure not. No, it was aloha. But outside it hits, inside it doesn't hit. Right? So the Maize, if he had a tent, was also good. Mask it? Not even a tent. If you made a couple strings, lavud, also didn't come inside. So the Yorod Bar Hashem didn't go into the house. They put a couple tzuras apesach with a couple lines, had a din bais, and everything stayed inside. They didn't have to build a whole house. This is what Reb Chaim says, that a person had a house from lavud, the board didn't come in. So given a din, that board doesn't go into the house and goes outside. That's given the halach. So we could say now, more falamdish. So the pshat, the Yorod Bar Hashem didn't make sense that the board will hit outside and not hit in the house. The houses there in that day's Arab houses were straw. Mitzrayim. Or the Kenya, all these countries. Yeah, everything is shvar houses. So Ayod Varashem believed. The problem with people is they know that Moshe is right, they know that it's a market. Oh, but in the market to believe that it's right to go with that. They believe Moshe could bring Marcus, yeah? But the Marcus will hit with the Aloche. Thus already was Ayor is Dvar Hashem. Rebel Povalski, in part of which he had a duke in the Pesukim, a bit different. He wanted to tie there that the Aloche that had to be inside the house was only in the first day. And the second day, it was Chalois Din. That the ones that were in the house betchilas hamakeh, they could go around. Being Zaraya, on them how he sent someone to call Moshe. That guy had to be killed. So he's medayik the psukim. Bill's medayik the psukim. Tes v'chof. Ve'ato shlacha ezekinu hoskana shlacha basode. Kol ha'odom v'abayim asher imotze basode v'lo yosef ha'bayso v'yorad olem ha'borot v'meisu. So he says, Ato shlacha ha'ezes miknocho v'eskol asher lecho basode. Kol ha'odom v'abayim asher imotze basode v'lo yosef ha'bayso v'yorad olem ha'bayso v'meisu. Aber if there will be nes of ha'bayso, so then, even if Yorad Olem Aboro, they will not die. This is like the bell. And more rise. It's like, I can't remember another rise, but more rise in the Pesukim. But Kodesh Oratei has it. Then the Pesuk is Mamshech. Vayim HaShem and Moshe, and the Yodcho, the Borot came. So he asks Moshe, Rabbeinu Davin. So look what Moshe says. ויאמר לו מוישה כצייסי אסויר אפרויס אסקאפה. I will go out, I will daven. Why can't daven right away? So look in Rashi. Why Moshe says here, when I will leave the city, I will take care of it. זאת רשי. אבל בתוי חייר לא יספלל, why? לפי שימילר? גילו לי. פורולה ונזורי. City is פורולה ונזורי. What is דבר נזורי במצרים? גט שקלח. Sheeps. What happened in all the other markets? What happened in all the other markets? They tell us in all the markets, the sheep are outside the city. It's better to dive into the city. Sheeps are not inside the city. But in markets, Barod, everyone bringing the sheeps into the city. So he said, I have to go outside the city. This is what the Chasam Sefer. It's the lucky rebel, because the fear rebel, only the first day they had to bring it in. But that's the lucky rebel. For the fear rebel, only the first day they had to be in. Later they could have been out. But on rebel, Dick. So the answer is that in all of the markets, fakel, outside was worse. So it's like that, even if inside was also. But, but what is the point of going outside the city? It's full of having the Zohar all over the place. And Magas Borod, having the Zohar was inside. אז זה זאת לחסם סייפה, לא סתם.